Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. 4 hours of nonstop hijinks and hilarity right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, where you will find the shortest breaks in the business. So never go away. Always listen to our advertisements because we will be right back. And we will be talking a lot. Dana Holgorsen is going to join us this morning. He's got a lot of interesting thoughts on the bowl season. His team is going to be playing on Christmas Eve up in Frisco.
That's like in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's how it went. Season ended like, okay, next week we'll do bowls.
We had a bowl yesterday.
We did?
North Texas played yesterday against Appalachian State. Appalachian State was a big favorite, and the total went over. I don't know why. I think I know that, but it did.
Oh, I was curious. Okay. Yeah, I like the Bulls. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. The Bulls are on top of us. What is happening?
No. Yesterday. And today we got UCF and BYU. A pretty good game.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll check. Yeah, that is a good game.
That's a pretty damn good game.
We had no Tennessee at the last second, just like, we don't want to do a bowl.
Yeah.
They said, oh, Army? And they're like,
yep.
We're just going to be crawling through mud. I guess this is better.
Well, it's not like we don't know our offense. It's not that complicated.
Yeah, no, we don't really need practice.
Yeah. We really don't need to know. What are they going to do defensively? They're going to try to stop your run. Okay.
What are we going to do? We're going to run the triple option.
Yeah, we're going to
run. What do you think we're going to do?
So, the bowl season is here, actually. That should be a pretty good game. That'll be good
today. That actually is a
game. Christmas is already on.
It's like on top. It's on top of you so fast that they don't have a chance to, like, they can't even opt out. Players can't even opt out of the bowl. They're like, I wanted a chance to opt out. Like, too bad. We got game in 2 days.
So, what we're going to talk to Dana Holgorsen about, it's very interesting. And keep an open mind. Keep an open mind and listen, because at first I was like, whatever, it's never going to, first of all, it would be very difficult to happen. But secondly, it actually makes a lot of sense, because what is the only sport in the world, in the country, that really doesn't have a playoff, a postseason, a regular playoff?
Karate.
Huh?
Karate. Also known as karate.
No, they have. No, karate probably has.
Yeah, because Daniel Russo did that.
Yeah, you have.
It's a tournament.
Yeah, you have a tournament at the end to decide. It's college football. Actually, it's only Division I college football, because at FCS, Division II, Division III, they all have playoff with 16 teams or whatever. And let's not get bogged down with teams or whatever the case may be. His idea is, and that's a pretty damn good one, is have the bowls before the season, when everybody really cares. When you're done with camp, you go to a place, Arizona, or you could even, since it's August, you could do it up in Minnesota, in New York, Pennsylvania. You can actually have bowls.
So it's just a preseason kickoff?
Not a kickoff, the bowl games.
But it's not a bowl game. You haven't earned it.
Well, you earned it from the year before.
But your players left.
Well, some of them did and some of them didn't. But here's the thing.
Where would LSU play in this year?
LSU might go to somewhere in Florida, to the Camping World or somewhere or something.
But if they earned it from last year, they'd be in the highest bowl.
Well, and don't forget, there would be some speculation about how you're going to be the following year.
You're saying a selection committee.
Well, no, it's a selection committee now. That's what it is.
Well, why not call it a bowl game, but have it a preseason, have it the kickoff, the first game of the year?
Well, like I said, though, like right now we're doing it in Dallas. We're doing it in Atlanta. We're doing it in some places, for this preseason kickoff, where Alabama will play, West Virginia.
Because you have time to travel. It's an interesting concept, because, I don't think you can call it you can call it a bowl game if you want, but really what it is you haven't earned it, but they're speculating how good you're going to be based on all that. If you have it, you have time to travel. You have all season off season to make your travel arrangements.
And the case is too, you're in camp for all that time. You'd spend 3 or 4 days in a place before the season starts. like New York or the Meadowlands, and you have that bowl.
It'll be better weather too. And like you could actually play there instead of everything having to be in North Florida.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So you got the whole country that you can choose from to have all of these bowl games. Could you see Oklahoma and Penn State playing in the Meadowlands?
So here's the thing, though. You'd have to convince them. You'd basically have to eliminate what is known as the bowl season. And you'd have to make it, but you'd have to still, it's all about money anyway.
But you would still have your bowl.
Here's the only way it would really work is if, you know, this, you weren't here for Dan Murphy's art. So for Dan Murphy wrote an article and he talked about this bill by Cory Booker and one other senator. And it is basically, it's about revenue sharing, 50% after scholarships and everything. You'd have to revenue share with all the players. And it had likeness stuff in it. It was very favorable towards players. There's other stuff. They say they want to get rid of some of the corruption. Well, then you have to put the hammer down on these quarterbacks who are getting $250,000, in a transfer portal. If they do that, then there's, you know, then they could face charges and the team will lose. You know, you have to really come down hard. If you really want to eliminate, because that's a big, big problem in college football right now. Money is just out of control. But if you were doing something like that and you made it more reasonable and there's a rev share, then you could convince, I think you could convince teams, hey, I know you don't want to start your season because you still need to have a playoff at the end of the year, a 14 playoff. But then you could convince teams, hey, I know this is a tough game for you and you're in the SEC and you don't want to play a super hard game, some of you, but this is for revenue. Like, this is going to really add to the revenue because those bowl games would be a much bigger deal. Even if they're preseason kickoffs, they're in a neutral site. Fans are going to travel there. It would be interesting.
Hey, well, here's the deal. Okay, let me finish. So if you have the bowl before the season, you're not going to have opt-outs like you have now.
Right.
Because guys will, you know, hey, the season hasn't even started yet. All of the fans are going to be excited as opposed to a 6-6 team that's playing in a bowl in Shreveport where you're like, whatever, I'm not going to that. Everybody's undefeated. Everybody is feeling great about their team. We're going to be good this year. Let's go to the bowl. It's a great way to finish. It's in August where the weather is nice as opposed to going to the Detroit Bowl in December. There are all kinds of – I don't think it's going to happen. But it's really, really a great plan.
And then
at the end of the season, just like they do in the FCS – just like they do in Division II, just like they do in Division III, you have a 16-team playoff. And when your season is over, like if you didn't have a good season, your season, or you were 6-6 or 7-5, your season is over because you're not in the playoff. Like every other sport in the whole world, if you had a mediocre season, your season is done at the end. And you have a playoff of the best teams that actually deserve to be there, as opposed to now where you get rewarded for a 6-6 season in Detroit, right? I mean,
I don't think you're going to be able to tag on four more games for two teams. I just don't think they'll.
Well, they're doing it now in every other division.
Yeah, but you have, those are part of the bowl season. You would have bowls for those teams. You would literally have 17 to 18 games. They're not going to get rid of conference championships either. They're not going to have a 17-game schedule.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, in the other divisions. Well, no. They don't play as many games. In the FCS, they play 12 games, and then or 11. They play 11 games, and then they play the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you literally could play 15 games.
Yeah, we're talking about a bowl. In this scenario, we're talking about a bowl game, a 13-game schedule, a conference championship game, and then potentially four games for a team. And then I still think you are going to see, by the way, NFL teams have no doubt. The opt-out is here to stay for players. Yep. The midseason opt-out is here
to stay. For example, the champion of the bowl, not the bowl, but the FCS last year was North Dakota State. They played 16 games.
16, yep. Yeah.
They obviously went to the title game and played 16.
Yep. I mean, that's they didn't play 11, they played 12, huh? And then four games?
I think they're one of the schools who likes to get their games against the FBS in.
Uh-huh. If they get a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played a total of 16.
When JT was in Missouri State, they played an 11-game schedule.
North Iowa, who was a playoff team, played 15. Illinois State played 15. So it's not – Yeah. They're playing a lot of
games.
They're
playing a lot of games.
Almost, that's a full NFL season they played.
The problem is, though, you know, with, with brain trauma and all that stuff. One of the things that the advantages to say with college football is you don't, you have a chance, your schedule's not so long that you have a chance to recover. And it's past the, I want to say it was 10 weeks or 12 weeks where once you get past that, it's harder on brain recovery. When Chris Nowinski was, and those guys were doing this, well, as Harvard or whoever did the study on it. And I remember they're looking at the Purdue football team. And one of the things about college is, you know, there's, you can measure brain injury, but after the season's over, it does repair. Like, it gets better. But in football, it stacks, and it goes beyond that point. That's one of the concerns. Speaking of, did you see TJ, did you see Derek Watt yesterday? Oh, my gosh. Derek Watt came down on a punt return. Alex Erickson caught the ball. Derek Watt got blocked. He lowered his head. He hit Alex Erickson in the leg, and he went down like a ton of bricks. And the players immediately could tell he was knocked out, and they were kind of, and TJ Watt sprinted on the field and was pushing everybody away. And then when they got Derek Watt up to, they went to a break. When they got Derek Watt up, they had video of him, and I mean, he was on Dream Street. Now later, he was able to walk by himself okay, but it looked pretty bad there for a little bit. And speaking of that,
JJ gave an update. Looks like he's going to be all right, thankfully. Thank you for all the thoughts and concerns.
You're welcome, JJ, for my thoughts and concerns.
Yeah.
John didn't seem to have as many thoughts and concerns.
I was definitely, oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I missed the beginning of
it
the game.
It was a collision.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Holy crap.
You didn't miss much. You just missed Ryan Finley doing up the Raiders.
No, I saw the game. I didn't see the beginning of the game. I watched most of the game.
Steelers
are in trouble.
All that talk about the Steelers, now about the Steelers being the worst undefeated team, then they were the worst one-loss team.
Now they're the worst
three. Now they're the worst three-loss team.
They look bad. Ben looks bad.
They look really bad.
Ben said yesterday, oh, I'm going to play more. I'm going to play another year.
Hey, they really are missing Bud Dupree, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
They're 0-3 since Bud Dupree was out of there.
That's a huge loss.
Yeah.
I mean, he and TJ were the best tandem.
They got
in
a
football.
Rookie, Alex Erickson, out there. I mean, it's a big, Alex Highsmith. It's a big, big loss.
Yeah, yeah. No relation. 7-Eleven ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf, who is ready for you this holiday season or whenever. When are you going to sell your car? If you do sell your car, at any point, you go to GiveMeTheVin.com first, and you find out what your car is worth. And then you go from there. John Clay Wolf will tell you, oh, I'll buy it right now for this. Then you can go armed to the dealership and say, okay, well, what do you give me for it? And the dealer's going to go, well, I'm going to give you this. And you're like, what? No. We'll do it through GiveMeTheVin.com, and you can still do it through the dealership, so that all the tax implications and everything else, but you can still do it, and you can get the money that you deserve for your car as opposed to what the dealerships actually want to give you, because that's where the dealerships make their money. They give you as little as possible on your trade-in, and then they sell that car, turn that car around in the used car lot, and make money on it. That's where they make money. Well, GiveMeTheVin.com says, all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com, and we'll give you the most you can possibly get for that trade-in. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Hey, guys. Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 716 ESPN 97.5. Shortest breaks in the world right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Deshaun and Laremy Tunsil make the Pro Bowl. And well-deserved. How about this? Just last year, Jack Fox is kicking, punting at Rice. This year, he is the NFC.
Was that last year for sure?
Last year.
Because you know what's funny is,
No.
It was the year before, right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Last year, he was on the practice squad. No, he didn't go to the XFL. He went to the practice squad.
Okay.
But this was his rookie season.
Because I remember, so 2 years ago, I had to get to this whatever gold status or whatever for United, I needed one more flight. Because, you know, NFL, I fly around. I take some trips and whatever with the wife. But so I'm like, oh, wow, I get a chance to be gold status, which it's not that big a deal, honestly, with United.
Yeah,
so
what do you get for it?
I get on flights earlier. I get a chance to be upgraded earlier, which has happened like one time.
Yeah.
I mean, during pandemic, I hear you can get upgraded.
Yeah, I got upgraded, and I'm not gold, but there were like four people on the flight.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's the way I like my flights in my movie theaters. Yeah. Anyway, and then so I go to Vegas for a 1 day trip. I got a Black Friday deal.
It goes to lunch in Vegas. Why didn't you just go to Paris?
I might as well.
For lunch.
All I needed was
to Vegas for one day.
I went to gamble.
You know what?
Oh. Well, I had to get a trip in, right? So I go there and back. So I get my gold status or whatever.
You know what I do? So I drive to Lake Charles. It was December. Nugget while
that's
you're
not
flying
a trip.
To Vegas.
That, I needed the flight. Mm. So then I'm there and I'm like, okay, because it's like $49 to stay in this suite. It was something. It was super cheap because I got a Black Friday deal. So I went and had dinner at the meat. God, what is it? It's Jose Andreas restaurant. It's the most incredible.
You did this all by yourself?
Yeah.
Just by yourself.
I told my wife, said, hey, I got to go. I don't want to have to do this, but I'm just going to go to Vegas by myself and go sit. But I brought my tape because I had to do. So I'm in there. I go to this tasting, this 8-course all meat stuff. It's Jose Andreas. It was unbelievable. It's the most full I've ever been. I'm gambling. I'm watching Jack Fox punt in my room. I'm watching. I'm like, this John was right. This Jack Fox guy is pretty good. I'm watching punting tape in my room. Then I'm going down and playing blackjack. And then I go eat a ton of meat and have like four cocktails. Up. Yeah, like a proper gentleman is what I was doing.
No, like a boss.
Yeah.
You were a boss.
What I was doing. I was a gentleman just like, huh, look at me having a gentleman's evening. No, I didn't have a cognac. I don't like cognac.
No, you probably had an umbrella in one of your drinks.
I didn't have an umbrella.
You have umbrellas in your drinks.
I don't have umbrellas in my gin and tonic's not an umbrella drink.
So
although Ryan Lachey does have a drink right now. Derek has a drink.
Now listen to like this. What white privilege problems he's got. I needed one more flight, so I had to go to Vegas for the day. And I ate San Andreas' fault. Or
here
something.
He is.
Whatever.
Here's fly away from the masses.
All right. So this is what he does.
Look, I've contended for a while. Neither one of you is a man of the people.
I had a cheap trip I had to take.
Lance keeps talking about all these restaurants he's going to. People are like, I got a Whataburger and Chick-fil-A.
Oh, right.
And all I hear
that's
about
usually
is
where
Lachey
I go.
And these chefs that he loves.
Lachey's not crazy expensive.
People are most of the time are like, how much is the number two?
You're already on Lachey's list because of the way you went after him about the chicken sandwich.
I don't care about him, that Canadian and his trash chicken sandwich.
Wow. Oh. Wow. You're lucky he's asleep. It's 100%, 100% he's asleep right now.
I'm telling you, I said it before, if your chicken sandwich is spicy because of some sauce you put on it, get that thing out my face. That's all I'm saying.
Such an elitist.
I'm not an elitist.
Who's the most elite on the show?
You.
I think it's John followed by you,
no
followed
way.
By me.
I don't have chef friends like you do.
Oh, really? You worked
really?
You worked at a place where there was literally chefs in the back making pizzas. Pizza King.
Those aren't chefs. I was making the pizzas. I'm not a chef.
You were a chef. Where's your tattoos on your arms?
I'm not a chef.
Do you have a tattoo of a knife on your arm anywhere, or a tattoo of a pig?
No, throwing a pizza dough ball up in the air to make it into a pizza.
So you really,
not making
you don't just
chef.
Roll it out. You really did it in the air.
Well, we did. We tossed. Wow, it
you tossed
air.
It in the air?
Yeah, we did.
That's hand tossed.
You might be Italian, though.
You might be a little bit
any Italian.
I know Moors.
Have you ever had
the
any
Moors
Italian
did
in you?
So much?
I know
Italian
what would,
women.
I know what they would call me if the Godfather's an indication. So no, I'm not Italian.
Oh. You're working off an old narrative,
Del. The Moors,
Del. The Italians are good with you now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Tell that to Balotelli when he's playing a game in Italy and his own people are shouting things at him and throwing stuff at him.
No, that's because he's not scoring. They're saying bad scorer.
So is that why they threw
bad
a banana?
Bad sign.
Uh-huh. How does that translate when they throw a banana at him?
Whoa.
Whatever the fruit is that they just grabbed the thing.
I'm out of this whole conversation.
See, John just bailed on a conversation.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm out then, too.
Neat stuff. 721 ESPN 97.5. Apparently your team doesn't want our guy, Dell. Congratulations.
Which guy? Oh, no. My team, the Heat, don't want your guy when allegedly you're requesting seven players.
And?
No.
You know what James Harden's worth?
Not seven.
Maybe
players.
12 players.
I hope we're going to be like.
They wanted seven players?
I hope we're like going to be serious about trading them. By the way, did you see your name showed up in the Yard Barker?
Yeah, not in your yard, Barker. On Barstool too.
Oh, and, did it?
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I was. I was all over yesterday.
Well, it's because you had the Manfred nose.
Yeah, everybody's wondering why does he have Pinocchio? It's Rob Manfred. He's a liar. He's a filthy whore liar. That's what he is. Now let's talk about Roger Goodell for a minute, okay? So the Heat say they're out on James Harden. They wanted Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nung, among others. Plus
yeah.
some veteran players on the final years of their contract.
Like seven guys. Now, the veterans would make the money work. But, yeah, I get it. Look, if you're the Rockets, you grab whatever you can grab. But the Heat are like, we're not going to cripple the entire roster. And it'd literally just be you, Bam, and Harden, Bam, and Jimmy. And with a bunch of minimum guys, we're not winning
that way. Are you good enough right now as is to win it all?
Probably not. No. But I don't know.
So sometimes you got to take a big chance. I mean, that is a lot. But
that's a lot. But if you believe that Tyler Hero is only 20, they're probably going to ask for the rookie they just drafted, possibly. I don't know how long you have to hold a guy before you trade him. You hope for growth from Bam. Bam's only 23. You hope for growth for Hero's only 20. So you hope for growth to get you to a point where you are good enough. But I don't think it's worth the squeeze. I don't think Harden's worth it.
It is a lot. There's no question about
it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We're talking about, as Daryl says, one of the greatest scorers in the history of basketball, better scorer than Michael Jordan. And people don't want 36 points. I mean, this is the biggest indictment of the James Harden era of all. This is a guy who's a perennial All-Pro, perennial MVP candidate. We'll go down in record books in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Harden fans, do you recognize that other teams don't really value him based on his play? They're not even trying to give you anywhere close to dollar-for-dollar value. Like, this is the biggest indictment ever of what other teams think of a player's overall basketball character. They don't want to trade much. I mean, they'll give you a deal, but not a great deal. For this guy, a future, easy future Hall of Famer, perennial MVP candidate. When have we ever seen this? When have you ever seen that? This level of player, first of all, there wasn't this level of NBA where you just bounce around team to team all the time. But I've never seen anything like this in my life where people just don't want. And it's not like James is an outward, you know, Terrell Owens. Maybe behind closed doors,
but he's polarizing. He is polarizing.
Yeah, he's polarizing with.
I mean,
fans,
I'm
going
to tell you what.
Know.
I'm still. I mean, right now, I probably got 15 responses in the last 20 minutes to the tweet I sent out the other day, and it Boston to every. I have not seen one Boston fan. Not one Boston fan. That says this is that wants James Harden. It is so I will never watch the seas again.
You don't get that guy who puts up those numbers, and by the way, he's won at a pretty consistent level relative to the regular season, and he gets, you know, and he's been in two Western Conference finals, and it's not like the Celtics are just killing the game right now. The Celtics have had, obviously last year was much better, the year before is disappointing, the year before that was good, but it's not like the Celtics are in any different position, but they like their team, they like their guys, they don't want, and yeah, you're right.
Well,
but James Harden, our narrative of James Harden is the national narrative. They all know.
Everybody knows. Because everybody's watched him for so long.
He's on TMZ.
And TNT, how much Charles and Shaq have berated him for his defense and his lack of care on the other end. Listen, but here's the deal. The Seas aren't good enough. They're not good enough to win at all. They're not. They need something. The Heat need something. Now,
well, no one's good enough to beat the Lakers.
Right.
Right.
Well, how much better are the Bucks right now? I mean, I think they got better.
They're worse defensively. They were one of the best defensive teams in the league last year. They're not as good.
But
they, who do they add? Drew Holiday?
Yeah, pretty good.
And who else?
I can't remember.
That's their most important piece. Giannis is still going to have to figure out playoff defense. Yeah, Drew Holiday's a good player, certainly a good player, but it's going to be about Giannis and him being able to figure out when teams load up against him, finding a different way. Because the Heat were like, go ahead. You guys had one of the most prolific offenses of all in the basketball, but you know, we're just going to play a half-court game, see if you can beat us. And they couldn't figure it out, and they got smacked in that series. It'll be about Giannis and his growth. But luckily for the Bucks, they have time. He signed the extension so they can build a team best suited for him. But Budenholzer and Giannis are under a lot of pressure because Bud, great regular season coach, did not adjust well two seasons ago, didn't adjust well this past season. There's a lot of pressure on him. He won't last if they don't advance.
Right. They will get rid of him. They got to get to the finals this year.
Yeah.
There's no question. But they're better. And you know what? We'll see because they don't do well in a postseason. We'll see whether or not they're good enough. But the Seas aren't good enough. Well, you're right. Nobody's good enough to beat the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the East is concerned, any team, multiple teams can make the finals. It's just you got to see the Lakers on the other side.
Yep. 728 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. I got to, on the other side, we'll talk some Texans football. Texans football on the other side for you right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now I'm talking about Chastain Ford. How about, I mean, it's a big ticket item. But you see all these commercials where they call the dog and the dog comes and then whistle again and here comes the car and the guy gets watches and the wife and then the husband gives her a car, gives her the pickup truck. I love it. Okay, how about a Chastain Ford for your loved one this holiday season? All you got to do is go to ChastainFord.com, and you can buy it all online. You can customize your payments, value your trade, get pre-approved, schedule a test drive, VIP delivery at home or in store. The deals are unbelievable. $10,000 off MSRP right now, are no hidden fees on the F-150 XLT models. You can get 24% off MSRP or 0% APR, 72 months at $349 per month. It's unbelievable right now, the deals that you can get. They're trying to get rid of all of these vehicles. That's the Ford Edge, by the way. They're trying to get rid of all of these vehicles before the new year. They got to get them off the lot. So if you're looking for that deal right now, it's Chastain Ford. It's on 610 on Homestead, not Hempstead. It's at ChastainFord.com. You're going to love Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Texans interviewed Jim Caldwell. You know, Hugh Jackson, Jim Caldwell. We're hearing Hugh Jackson, Jim Caldwell, maybe even Marvin Lewis.
Well, it sounds like they're trying hard, aren't they?
Well, it sounds like.
Look, guys.
Look what we're doing.
Dell, do you like what we're doing?
Look at our list.
Why is Cal talking to you?
Del. He's not talking to me. He's not Chris Greer.
Do you like what we're doing here?
Sorry, my team already did that. They hired Brian
Flores.
Well,
we're kind of your team. We have the same amount of. You have our picks. You're kind of our team.
No. you guys should be rooting for the Dolphins because they have all your picks. No, I don't care. I think he's talking to someone else, maybe a guy with the number 4 on his back.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, these are all guys out of work, so you interview them now.
Well, that's right. That's why you interview him now. But is Jim Caldwell really a candidate?
You know, the Lions felt that way about him, and look who they hired instead. They got rid of Jim Caldwell, and look, he met Patricia, and look how that worked out
for him. Well, that's another you know, the shine of Belichick. How's that working out for everybody?
Brian Flores.
Brian Flores out pretty is the only guy.
The only one.
It's like the only guy ever.
Ever. No, ever. Mm-hmm. So, Jim Caldwell, whatever. I mean, you have to do what you have to do. And you're right. It's all about he's not working. There's a reason Jim Caldwell's not working, that he's not with a team, and he has to be he can't interview.
These are the last four seasons. These are his seasons in Detroit. 11-5, 7-9, 9-7, 9-7. Very Bill O'Brien-like.
They're very, yeah.
But fine.
I mean, they don't usually. Yeah. I mean, that made actually could twice. Keep you around on a lot of teams, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wouldn't for Detroit, in hindsight, that's a keep around. Those are keep around seasons. Now, you don't know what's going on in the building. You don't know if they feel like they're not, if they're stagnant. Usually, I mean, I've learned that there's two jobs that are the most dangerous jobs of Premier League, or really any international soccer man. They're one and done on a regular basis. It's unbelievable. But college football is probably second.
NFL. Oh, but I don't want to be disrespectful, but I will be. Watching Jim Caldwell in the sun, didn't you feel like he wasn't really? I mean, he just was.
He was just along for the ride.
He's just there. I mean, honestly,
well, because he's not.
I mean, Jack Pardee was like that.
Yeah.
No offense, but remember that they. His headset wasn't even plugged in.
Well, they feel like they don't. You don't see him talk a lot. It just,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Pardee was like that.
Yeah,
Caldwell is like that.
But you know what? I mean, you delegate and you let your people do their. And there's something to be said for that.
But that is definitely a retread coach.
Yeah,
I mean, people generally they're unexcited over retread candidates.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. It's a Rooney Rule deal. It's a Rooney Rule deal. But look how many interviews we had. I mean, honestly, what will the reaction of this city be if Jim called?
No, Marvin Lewis, a much better candidate to interview than
Marvin Lewis was actually a good.
No, Marvin had some success. Yes. And Marvin has done a nice job in Arizona State. Marvin is a legitimate candidate.
Yes.
The issue with Jim Caldwell is
Caldwell's record has been.
Yeah, okay. He's made the playoffs 4 times out of his 7 total seasons and had a winning record 5 out of 7 years.
But you're right, though. He's Bill O'Brien. Is that what you want?
I didn't even think he was Bill O'Brien.
Without the yelling.
Well, that's fine.
Maybe they would like that.
That's fine.
Is that what you want?
Bill O'Brien without
the yelling. Is that what you want?
Division chief,
maybe
division
they
titles?
Would want that. Without the power hungriness, maybe.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't think that's bad. Bill O'Brien won 10 straight games one time. That's a hell of a run in any NFL.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes and envision Jim Caldwell standing there with the Lombardi Trophy.
It's Jim.
With Jim Nance and Roger Goodell.
He was in a Super Bowl.
I want you to envision.
He lost it, but.
I want you to envision that.
You've got a personality issue with
yes.
that. And that's my issue. And it's not probably fair, but it is what it is. There's nothing that excites me about Jim Caldwell. He's a retread coach with no personality, and that has nothing to do with football, though.
No. The issue with Jim Caldwell is the last time he had an NFL job, he had to take a leave of absence for health reasons.
Oh, that's right. You know what else it is? Jim Caldwell was at Temple, and they were terrible. I can't get that out
Temple
of my mind.
Wake
Forest, right?
Wake Forest, yeah.
Yeah, and they were terrible, I remember. And I remember thinking.
And he was there a long time.
Yeah, and that was my, when I was handicapping, Caldwell was there, and I was like, God, Jim Caldwell sucks.
He would add to our run of older black coaches. He's 65.
He's 65. Oh.
We got old black coaches.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now.
Papa.
Now we're talking.
Papa.
When's he turn 70? We'll hire him.
In 5 years.
We're going to wait.
He'll turn
after this coach.
Oh, I think anybody that can collect Social Security is not a bad, Papa. Jim can collect Social Security, 65.
Well, but again, and the second thing is this. And why are you interviewing head coaches right now?
Now, that's what concerns me. The fact that they're interviewing head coaches is a concern for me because I don't want it to be independent of the GM. That doesn't make sense. Why did you just say that? Now I got to think about that. Like, why are you doing that? I thought we were doing GM will hire coach.
How about in Marty Herney got fired yesterday? By the way, Marty Herney, he's a really good guy.
He is.
I did something with him in Vegas, and he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Did y'all eat meat together?
No, we did a show, actually, if you want to know. Yeah, we did a show where we were talking, and Sean Salisbury was there. So
he was a guest on the show.
Yeah, he and Warren Moon. Uh-huh. And, well, that was interesting. But I'll tell you about that. But Marty Herney was their general manager. Then he was fired. He did a radio show in Carolina, in Charlotte. And then he was rehired as the general manager. And then he was fired. And the owner, David Tepper, not the one that fired you, Dell. David Tepper.
I know there are multiple David Teppers.
Right, one owns the Carolina.
Yeah, I knew which one you're talking about.
But I just want to clarify, the one that fired you.
Thank you for that, I know.
There's two David Teppers, one that fired you and one that fired Marty Herney.
I knew that. Thanks.
But both of them fire people.
Clearly.
But this David Tepper was asked, are you going to include Matt Rhule? And he said, absolutely. I would be stupid if I didn't, and I don't want to be stupid. So in this instance, it's, again, what does the coach think about the general manager? And it's kind of a big deal that they can work together.
I think it'll be an Andy Brett Veach thing is my guess with Rhule, because Rhule is crazy sharp. But you're right. The GM needs to do GM duties.
That's right. And Matt Rhule was asked, hey, you want to be GM? And he was like, no. Yeah. Why would I want to do that?
So Rhule.
Bill O'Brien, you should have said no.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
So
I think we have a friend of ours who's been contacted by Rhule in the past about doing stuff. Yeah.
Well,
that's interesting.
That is interesting. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very interesting to see what might happen there. But anyway, so they're doing it bass-ackwards again. It's just for show.
I think it might be for show.
It's for show.
Well, for right now, you're like, hey, guys. Knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. You see what's happening here?
See, we got knowledge. We understand. And then they hire two white guys.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think that's going to happen.
How much is Deshaun?
There's some very good black candidates.
There are.
GM and head coach. So
fairness to the Texans, Bob McNair and everybody, Bob McNair was a racist because he said he didn't like that Obama was president. Okay, whatever. He's a Republican that didn't like a Democrat in office. Bob McNair put his entire legacy in the hands of Rick Smith.
Right.
The only thing that everyone is going to remember Bob McNair for is
Tony Wiley. Is he won Texan. Awards yes. for minority hiring. That's
yes.
Not,
yes.
I don't. I mean, that's well established. If you don't know that, you should look into it.
Yeah.
That's not even a thing. I always want to see the best candidates. I want the team to have the best chance to win. So I don't care if they're black or white. It doesn't matter to me. And if it matters to you, that's fine, but you also might have to sacrifice potentially the success of your organization. If you're getting the best candidates, that gives you the best chance. And I happen to think a couple of the best candidates. I don't know. For head coach, I don't know. For GM, I know some guys, and I think that there's some really good African-American candidates who are out there who I think are more qualified than Lewis Riddick. But I think Riddick might have been a flex move too.
I think it's we want to do something, and we can't actually interview Lewis Riddick because he's not on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Can you interview a guy without letting people know? Like, in other words, did they tell everybody?
Tampering, wouldn't it?
No. Like Caldwell. Could they have just done it and kept it quiet? 100%
why would
they
you?
Could have.
Why would you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why was it made public?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you could have easily interviewed him. And not said a thing.
No, you
Jim Caldwell would have flown under the radar. No, was he got to get back to his CBS sports gig with Boomer and Nate Burleson and the guys? No, he'll never be on TV.
No. This was for a show, and it's fine. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but let's not. It is what it is. It is what it is. Well, Jim Caldwell isn't going to be.
How big of a Christian is Jim Caldwell?
Well, that's another thing.
Google is naming
now
Christian.
Now see.
What?
You're digging deeper.
But no.
Yeah.
But
you're digging what?
To Dell's point, though.
Honestly.
To Dell's point, though, I think that is a very interesting story about how Deshaun Watson pregame went over to the guy who had the flag that he made that said Chaplin or Charlatan. If you missed it, the guy called in, Ronnie called in yesterday in our 9 o'clock hour and said he had a flag that said, on one side it said something about firing Jack Easterby. On the other side it said Chaplin or Charlatan. And it was literally a white flag with red letters on it. And he was holding it up to the Texans while they're going through some pregame walkthrough stuff near the end zone. And Deshaun Watson walked over and told him he needed to take that down, that was disrespectful. And then he went over and stood by Jack Easterby. So Deshaun apparently may have Jack Easterby's back.
He does have Jack Easterby's back.
That's something to
keep
in mind.
And you know what? If Deshaun's got Jack Easterby's back, guess what? Jack Easterby ain't going nowhere. Jack Easterby survived the SI article. Mm-hmm. No questions asked.
You mean like the news cycle? It will eventually. The news cycle blows over pretty fast unless you get freaked out.
Let's go over some stuff, NFL stuff on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. In the meantime, I want to talk about the Loken Group. Those are my peeps over there at the Loken Group. Listen, if you are selling your house, it is silly, silly to not be using the Loken Group. These guys are unbelievable. They're the best in the business. Listen, when the average person, the agent, sells a house, it's on the market for 51 days. The average days on the market for the Loken Group is just 15 days. Lance and his team sell a home on average every 2 hours of the day, and that's the 24-hour day. That is unbelievable. It's so big. It's so good. And they create an auction-type atmosphere for your home. That's why it sells so quickly, because there are so many buyers out there. You can get an immediate cash offer. And you can also ask about buy before you sell. Buy before you sell is you want to buy that other house. That's why you're moving. I want to get that house. I need that house. Well, I can't until I sell this one. How about buy that one before you sell this one? They have a program for you. And you're going to achieve top dollar for your home. If you're looking for the best group to sell your home, 281-861-4624. 281-861-4624 or the Loken Group, L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. I just got to quickly go through. You agree, Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Deshaun Watson, the AFC quarterbacks. I think they got it right. Who?
Roethlisberger.
No, Ben Roethlisberger sucks right now.
He's been a little bit of a heat.
No, he sucks right now. Last three games.
No, those are the three.
Yeah.
For sure.
No question. In the NFC, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray.
Over TB, huh?
Yeah, I can see it.
Aaron Rodgers, the first two are easy. Yeah, I mean, either way, I don't care. Tom's not going to go, so it doesn't matter. Put Kyler in there.
How about these? Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, DK Metcalf, and Justin Jefferson.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Really good crew.
That is a great crew. And over on the other side, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, and A.J. Brown.
Well, that's a good crew, too.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yep. The
receivers now in the league?
Did Cobb make it?
No. No, Cooks, Cobb, Hanson
didn't play long enough to make it.
Yeah. How did the Whitney Merciless vote go? I know it was
Whitney Merciless can't even listen to the show anymore because John.
At least I called him
Merciless. Why did you just open the door for John to check his votes?
Outside linebacker, TJ Watt, Bradley Chubb, Matt Judon. Heat for some reason.
That's a snub, don't you think?
It is.
Do you think the AFC was so deep they put him on the NFC squad? Can you check
Matt
that?
Judon's going to at me today.
He should.
I made a Pro Bowl loser. Like, wow.
Hold on. But check. I know in some instances when one squad is deep,
they switch
a guy to the NFC. Did they put him on the NFC squad?
No, don't check, John. Don't check.
Outside linebacker. Let me see. Khalil Mack, Za'Darius Smith, and Jason Pierre-Paul.
Oh, hold on.
He that, missed. They missed the hot. What?
That might have been illogical. Maybe they think he's a 4-3 rush end.
Is he? Let me see on the defensive ends. In the AFC defensive end, Myles Garrett, Joey Bosa, and Frank Clark.
Oh, tell me when y'all's cute little fun segment is over.
Do they think he's a coverage linebacker?
They don't think he's a. Well, he is a coverage.
He is a coverage.
Nickelback?
Do they have
Useless check, Island?
Check and see if they have. Check and see if they have a culture linebacker on there at all.
A culture linebacker?
Yeah.
No.
As a position.
Oh, by the way, the man of the year is Michael Thomas, not Whitney Merciless. So maybe he's not all that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's slipping. Maybe Jack. Maybe. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, now this is a good point. Justin Herbert will be an alternate. Justin Herbert will probably make the Pro Bowl. Somebody will bail and not play.
Well, they're not playing the game, so there's no bail.
Oh, wait, that's right. They're not playing the game this year.
Yeah.
That's an even bigger blessing. Do they get a free
Justin
trip?
Justin Herbert is not. Would you take Justin Herbert them. Over any of the three?
No, not ahead of them. No. But I'd put him fourth in the AFC.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But not ahead of Deshaun. No way.
No, he'd be the alternate, though.
Yeah, he had a great year. Rookie of the year.
He broke all the rookie passing records. Yeah.
No, he did. He was great, but he ain't those three.
No.
Hey, Josh Allen, I'm going to tell you this. They had a discussion on the show before us about the quarterbacks right now that you trust most in the postseason.
Yep. What did they say?
Well, I mean, besides you, Rodgers and Mahomes.
Were they a plus on Allen or were they negative?
Plus.
Was Keenan? I mean, very was not Keenan, but Keyshawn?
Allen was third on their list.
Okay, good. Because one thing I hate is when people try to be right instead of accurate.
Yeah.
And they just want to, because I still see people, and I know people who are in media who, to this day, they still hold on to that they're right about Josh Allen. Or Josh Allen really, or they try to, dude, when you miss, like, I have no problem missing. Yeah. I came back the next year and said I missed on Dak Prescott. It's all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all right to, like, the desire to be right about stuff, it's what hurts us in politics. It's what hurts us in life. Like, the desire not to just say, you should want to be accurate and not to be right. And Josh Allen is he's a better quarterback than I expected. He's a better quarterback. Same thing with Justin Herbert. When they're better and when you miss on them, just say you missed.
Yep.
You can't keep fighting the fight against Josh Allen anymore. You just can't. The guy's ballsy. He's tough. He's strong. He's physical. He can make big plays, and he's good for what they do. And lo and behold, you give him a really good wide receiver in Stephon Diggs, and look what – I mean, have you looked at what Kirk Cousins is doing? What a complete waste of money.
What? Kirk Cousins, try not to watch.
You took Stephon Diggs off a hit, and you realize that guy was honestly, he's as good as his wide receivers. When he had last year, when he had Adam Thielen hurt, but he had Stephon Diggs there, he really didn't do a whole lot. This year, he's got Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, and he's still not really a, you know, how do you put those numbers up for Justin Jefferson, but you're not even remotely close to being in the mix for Pro Bowl in the NFC. You throw Stephon Diggs over there on with Josh Allen. Josh Allen's
pretty damn
man,
good, no.
pretty damn good.
Yeah, no. Absolutely. And you know what? If you want to know the truth, he is there. Although Russell Wilson, we got to get Russell Wilson in the postseason has been money, and we can't. I mean, just he's had a lull this season, and they're certainly not the same team they were early on. But I'm not discounting them. I'm discounting the Steelers right now because they suck. Ben just looks terrible.
Yeah.
Their receivers are everything. Their running game is terrible.
You guys, Steelers.
Their offense is terrible.
You're about to be where the Colts were headed into the season, where you actually have better defense. But you're going to be in a position where you're going to have to start finding patchwork quarterbacks while you try to draft your next quarterback of the future. And then you're drafting from way back, and this is the hardest thing to do, drafting in the 20s and finding your quarterback of the future. It's so hard. What do you do if you're the Steelers? You know Ben gets beat to hell. You know he's older. He doesn't look the same right now. Like, you just keep rolling with Ben. Ben wants to come back. You keep him for a year.
Yeah,
you draft a quarterback.
You draft a quarterback.
But how do you draft? But you're going to be back there.
That's all right.
You can find a
quarterback back there.
Maybe.
No, you absolutely
The good
can.
Ones are usually up there, though. I mean,
you mean like Lamar Jackson?
Lamar fell because he was there was questions about whether or not he was a, you know, a pocket quarterback or whatever the case may be. But who are the other guys? Josh Allen had a lot of holes. He went in the top 10. He went in the top 5, I think, 5 or 6. Baker Mayfield's 5'3". He was the first quarterback. 5'1" Kyler Murray was the first quarterback. Dwayne Haskins was top 10. Like, I don't think
Dwayne
a lot
Haskins
of
was a miss.
That's what I'm saying. He still went top 10.
Russell Wilson was third round.
Yeah, but Russell was a rare. If you're counting on those unicorns, you're going to have a long time.
No,
wait. Those are unicorns.
Okay, yeah, I get it, but you can find somebody. Well, Aaron Rodgers.
Ben
was 26.
The first. Ben, yeah, he fell on draft day, but Ben was Ben was a mid first.
Yeah, mid
13, 12.
Right.
You just aren't going to get that quarter, and the Colts will probably draft before you. So if there's a quarterback, and I mean, you're going to have to trade up if you're the Steelers. Now, they traded up for Troy Polamalu. They don't do a lot of trading up. But a quarterback, there's going to be trade-ups this year. And then Sam Darnold now.
Okay, well, here's the deal, though. Okay, think that out. There's going to be a trade-up. Number one overall, Jacksonville is taking Trevor Lawrence. Is anybody trading up for Justin Fields right now?
You know, maybe. You talk about that, and Trent Dilfer was on with Ryan Rosillo, and he said people who actually have dug into Justin Fields' tape, despite what happened on Saturday, are like, the gap's not as big.
Who said that?
Trent Dilfer.
And what did he say?
He said people who have dug into Justin Fields' tape and compared to Trevor Lawrence, not the NFL guys because they haven't had the time yet. They're, you know, in the season. But the draft people are like, the gap isn't as wide as you think.
I know this. In big games,
yeah.
Every single big game I've watched this dude.
Your biggest concern is going to be. Here's the biggest gap. The biggest gap is not throwing. The biggest gap is that one guy is a very mobile quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. One guy's okay in Justin Fields, but it is the poise and field command in big situations. Lawrence has it, and the question is, that's why Fields is, I did Prospects to Pros, it came out yesterday too, and one of our big topics was the Jets. It's we'll do, on the other side, we'll talk a little bit about that, but the fact that the Jets lost, the domino effects of the Jets losing that first pick to the Jaguars now, and what it will mean with for Sam Darnold now, and what the Jets were in a position to get Trevor Lawrence and move Sam Darnold for picks. Mm. Now, they're going to probably have to hang on to Sam Darnold and then make a decision about maybe drafting a wide receiver or tackle.
To me, it's gone from, with the picks and the picks that they have going forward, it's gone from maybe the most attractive job for a GM, for a coach, to maybe the least attractive job. Maybe the least attractive job.
It's a concern.
Yeah. Yep. No, absolutely. It's a concern. All right. On the other side. We'll talk about that, what Lance was just talking about. But first, I want to talk right now about Klein's Jewelry. Mark can get you your stuff right now at kleinsjewelry.org, kleinsjewelry.org. It is unbelievable, people. You got 25% off right now at Klein's Jewelry Holiday Sale. You put in the code VIPKleins25, VIPKleins25, and you're getting 25% off right now. And you can actually buy everything online. When you look at the stones and everything else, you've got 190,000 different stones that you can choose from. It's ridiculous how many online. And you can do it all online, or you can call Mark, and Mark will be able to do it over the phone for you. You can text him a picture of what you want for your wife, and he will make it for you. There's still time. I know he's got the elves working in the back. He can still get this done for you. You've procrastinated. Stop procrastinating it. 832-516-1388. 832-516-1388. KleinsJewelry.org. No, I'm not sure. 5868 Westheimer?
The Westheimer part I know for a fact. Yeah.
No, I know that. 516-1388.
Are you having trouble seeing it?
No, it's a little blurry on here.
Dell?
No.
He says it's a little blurry. Does hope remain?
KleinsJewelry.org. You can buy online, or you can go to the store. He's got thousands of pieces in stock. You're running out of time. Get to KleinsJewelry.org.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play.